Tantor Audio presents One to Protect by T. Louise, narrated by Lucy Rivers and Christian Fox. Chapter 1. A Small Symbol. Melissa. A cold blast of air steals my breath as I dash through the concrete parking garage, and I remember why I chose my cozy beach cottage in Wilmington over life in the city. Even over life in a town the size of Princeton. The doorman guarding the entrance is another reason. Hired staff knowing all my moves, my comings and goings, who I'm expecting. It's a type of déjà vu that's way too close to my old life in Sloane's house for comfort. But Walter is nothing like Widlow or Hal, the housekeeper and driver who were basically paid spies in my ex-husband's Baltimore mansion. Walt stands just inside the glass doors in his maroon uniform, waiting, and I see the moment recognition crosses his face. Jumping to open the door quickly, he greets me with a warm smile. "Miss Jones!" His gloved hand covers the handle of my overnight bag as his other arm sweeps away the grocery sack I'm carrying. "Mr. Alexander didn't say you were coming. Let me help you." His gravelly voice and doting personality remind me of an elderly relative. My voice is smooth and high in contrast. Derek doesn't know I'm coming. It's a surprise. I give his shoulder a squeeze, and a whiff of peppermint touches my nose. "I've asked you to call me Melissa." With a wink, he turns and leads me to the elevator, where he presses the button. I study his salt-and-pepper grays peeking out from under his cap, thinking how perfect he is at his job.